Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In my constant complaints about the U.S. government, its trading partners, and allies suppressing gold prices, I have never accused them of acting illegally. That's because all of this chicanery is legal. Here's why. The Gold Reserve Act, enacted on January 30, 1934, supplanted President Roosevelt's 1933 Executive Order 6102, which made it illegal for Americans to own gold or gold certificates anywhere in the world, with some exceptions for jewelry and collector coins. By the way, these laws made American gold ownership more illegal than owning heroin, as heroin owned by a U.S. citizen outside the U.S. did not break an American law. Among other provisions of the Gold Reserve Act in 1934, the U.S. government officially revalued gold from $20.67 per ounce to $35 per ounce. Finally, the Act created the Exchange Stabilization Fund. In April 1934, the U.S. Treasury transferred $2 billion of its $2.8 billion profit from the revaluation of gold into the fund. The Act authorized the ESF to use its assets to deal in gold and foreign exchange for purposes of stabilizing the value of the U.S. dollar. Further, the Exchange Stabilization Fund was designated as a part of the executive branch not subject to legislative oversight. When special drawing rights, a special paper reserve currency, were created by the International Monetary Fund in 1969, the ESF was designated as the holder of these assets that belonged to the U.S. government. The ESF then issues special drawing rights certificates to the Federal Reserve in order to monetize their dollar value. As you can see, the Exchange Stabilization Fund is authorized to secretly trade gold to help stabilize the value of the U.S. dollar. Do you understand what that means? The U.S. government is explicitly authorized to suppress the price of gold. Because of this secrecy, the fund's activities can only be inferred by observing market trends. The ESF does issue periodic reports. Go to the U.S. Treasury's website to view the Exchange Stabilization Fund's March 31, 2012 financial statement. It shows total assets just under $104 billion, which include only special drawing rights, U.S. government securities, and other assets denominated in euros and yen. So, I can complain about the way the U.S. government manipulates the gold markets. I can point out that the U.S. government harms Americans by such activity. I can even explain how suppression of gold's price is pushing the U.S. economy closer to chaos and to the collapse of the dollar. But I cannot allege that such actions are illegal. There. Does that make you feel better? That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Hiller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for being a good listener.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.